Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, as always, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. If you're tuning in for the first time, we are a global syndicated internet radio station with all the bells and whistles. You can listen to us wherever you are in the world, whatever app you may have, or whatever listening platform, whether it's iHeart, whether it's TuneIn, or Dream Vision 7, you can listen to us. We broadcast, we stream, you can hear us by asking Alexa, you can hear us in your car, online, get our apps, all that good stuff. And what's exciting is we're in our fifth year of being a media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. So we're welcoming back Rod Kelly. And I want to mention that if you put in his name in the search when you go on our site, dreamvisions7radio.com, up will come the interview that we had a couple months back. I think it's a few months back now. So you get to listen and hear his wisdom there, because not only is he an author of 4 books, and we are soon to talk about his latest, The Celtic Healer, but he has done an amazing work, healing work, with numerous clients with a wide variety of personal and health issues through hypnosis and aura intensification. He has a master's in Reiki. He's a massage practitioner. He's in Connecticut. And he has created his own tool that we talked about last time. And it's a 3 to 5 minute, depending on what you choose, healing intensifier, which I still do every day since I read about it, and it's excellent. So check that out, and without further ado, welcome to the show, or welcome back, Rod.
Thank you very much for having me come back and join your group.
Yes, yes. So first, let us everyone know why you had this excellent book, The Earth, Sky, and You, Self-Healing with Confidence. What brought you to write The Celtic Healer? Because that is about your journey, correct?
Yeah, it's about the journey that I went on after I was given the ultimatum that there was nothing more the medical profession could do for me. See, I had a blood clotting disorder that they were literally unable to stop. And when I was told that there's nothing more they could do, and the next time I have a clot, probably be my last, I'm thinking to myself, you don't know me. And I ended up moving up to Ontario and ended up living on a Native American reservation. And I became a student of a very prominent James Bay Cree elder by the name of Archie Chichu. And what he taught me was really super important, but super simplistic. He taught me how to connect to my own higher self. Because your higher self knows literally everything there ever was to know about you for as many lifetimes as you lived. But it knows exactly what created your issue, and it knows precisely how to resolve it. And it shares this knowledge with you through your instincts, your intuition, and your insights. And about a month ago, I posted a live video on the Facebook, and it was talking about doing a webinar on the four basic truths to self-healing. And the first is that from Einstein, everything that ever was created is comprised of energy. And the second aspect to it is that Galileo back in 1623 made a statement that everything that ever did exist, does exist, or will exist had to have a purpose for existing, because without purpose, nothing can exist. The third truth is that your mind has limitless abilities to resolve anything that your body's going through, but you just don't know how to do it. And the fourth truth is learning how to heal the aura has a major impact on your overall health, because your aura is, in essence, it's your spirit. And when your aura is in its weakened condition, all of the energy systems through the whole body really have to compete for energy. And when they're working with chakras, there is an imbalance of the energies in the chakras, and as they tweak one to bring it up to its higher level, it's got to take energy from someplace, and it just steals it from the other chakras. So it's a constant battle to balance the energies to it. And when the aura is at its optimum level, the aura becomes a reservoir for energy, and all of the chakras become flooded with energy, and energy flows through your body without any obstructions whatsoever. And that's where the healing comes in.
What's really interesting
on that, in 4 weeks, I have had 13,000 likes on Facebook and over 7,000 followers. So it really is resonating with a great big audience.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about, you know, the third one that you spoke of, is do you find people, and I include myself in that at one time, to really not fully believe that our mind can heal our body? You hear about it, you read about it, there's people will share the steps and how they do it, and yet it's still the ego may overtake and feed into one not believing they can truly do it themselves.
Well, because
what are your thoughts on that?
We're all subjected to the information that is bombarded to us by the giant pharma. Giant pharma wants us to believe that the only ones that can heal anything about us is them. And the truth of the matter is they don't try to heal anything. They teach you how to manage symptoms. It's symptom management at it. And what it really comes down to, when you really dig deep inside your own core of existence and knowledge, doesn't it make sense that the Creator made this absolute perfect species? And doesn't it make sense that that species would be able to heal anything?
Are you there?
Yep, I sure am.
Yes, just checking. Yes, well, you know, I've come to believe it. But I think people need to experience something. And I might be wrong, but I believe that most people have to experience something, either God tingles when they're meditating, something that they can feel in their own body for them to believe that they can really heal the body.
This is an important thing to remember. We're the only animal in the entire world that totally ignores our instincts. Every other animal's life depends on their tuning into their instinct and becoming totally instinctive. I learned to heal me from, I've been hospitalized 38 times for blood clots. I've had 3 pulmonary embolisms. One of them put me on the other side for 27 minutes. And a massive stroke that took 40% of my left side away. And on top of that was my short-term memory was just about gone. And I learned how to heal every single aspect of me in as little as 6 months. I ended up, after the 6 months was over, I had to go for a physical, and the doctor that was treating me says, I'm looking at your reports, and it says, you had a massive stroke, and he says, and that stroke affected your right side. And what it really came down to is by tuning into my own instincts, I was able to overcome every single abnormality with my body. As a matter of fact, I'm 75 years old now, and I have the best physique I've ever had in my whole life. I'm in a better physical condition than I have been in my entire life. And I went through 7 years of really bouncing on death's door. And what it really comes down to is there are certain rules that you have to understand. And the first thing is that disease and illness is nothing more than the coagulation of negative energy. And what determines whether energy is positive or negative has to deal totally with the molecular spin. How fast the molecules are spinning inside when the negative energy has got a lower molecular spin than positive energy does. So what it really comes down to is by using simple laws in physics to address your medical issues, you can change your body's attunement. And simply by focusing your energy and thoughts on exactly where the issue really resides. And most of the time, we have an idea on where the issue is, and it's really focused on where the symptoms are. But about 80% of the time, the symptoms are not where the problem is. There is a core issue that you have to address. And with Galileo's statement that everything that ever existed had to have a purpose for existing, when you look back at that, if everything that ever existed had to have a purpose, doesn't it make sense that so doesn't your medical issue? And the truth of the matter is, your medical issue started much earlier in your life, and it was simply a simple coagulation of negative energy. A single negative event occurred earlier in your life, and typically it's before the age of 4. And when you learn how to focus on what that issue was, I use hypnosis in order to do that very effectively. But once the issue, you understand what created the issue, and you internalize it, and you embrace it, that issue no longer has the right to exist, and you can cast that issue away. And I've got medical records proving it.
Mm-hmm. So you're speaking of the 3 and the 5 minute healing the aura, because, you know, I just love that. And that's how we came together, was because I had read that. So what, you know, one of in the circle, one person asked, what if you have more than one health issue? Like when you're commanding the positive energy to heal, go to the part of the body that needs healing, what if you have more than one part of the body that needs healing?
Let me explain it this way, and this really simplifies it. The issue is a coagulation of negative energy.
Okay.
And that negative energy is going to target the weakest part of your body. And probably one of the best examples of that is women with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Breast cancer is a nurturing issue.
Yes, I agree with that.
Let me repeat that. It's a nurturing issue, and typically women will come down with breast cancer when they're going through a divorce or there is another really emotional crisis that's going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And the wonderful thing about working with cancer is cancer has got a core that is comprised of negative energy. And because it has a specific core, we have a target to focus positive energy on, because there's a law in physics that states, and once again, it's not a suggestion, it's a law in physics that states mm-hmm. positive energy consumes negative energy. And the way it does it is positive energy, once again, has got a higher molecular spin. So all it's doing is it's increasing the rate of spin of the molecules inside that cancer. And cancer can't be created, and disease, anything can't be created and can't be destroyed, but it can be transmuted to a different form. Now, if you took that same concept of the cancer being negative energy, if you looked at a globe and you visualize the South Pole being negative energy and the North Pole being positive energy, you don't have to bring that energy from the South Pole all the way up to the North Pole. All you have to do is bring it to that neutral zone, which is where the equator is, where there's equal portions of positive and negative energy, because nature demands balance.
Right. That's a good analogy, Ron.
And so all I teach people to do is, once they use that 3 to 5 minute exercise, to target their thoughts at where they don't think the problem is, where their higher self, their own spirit, knows the problem exists. And while I'm doing it or exercise, one of the things that I focus on is at the end of the exercise, I do a visualization of a pyramid from the left thigh to the right thigh to the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
Three times, and it spins the energy around. And then I have the student focus all their thoughts on sending the energy to where they truly believe in their heart of hearts the energy needs to go. And they feel the energy going to exactly where they're directing it. And then after a few minutes, I tell them, now we're going to do something really interesting. Now I'm going to have you ask your higher self, your own spirit, where the energy truly needs to go. And then the count of three, we're going to send all that energy to where it truly needs to go. And about 80% of the time, that energy goes to a totally different area in the body than where they believe the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Good analogy of that is when someone has a sciatic nerve problem. They think the problem's in their legs. But the truth of the matter is, that problem is in their spinal column. There's a pinched nerve.
Right.
And it's the same thing. Most of the time, the energy that the higher self directs the person to direct or to send it to is going to be in their heart or in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problems exist. They are an issue with a negative thought that has festered over the years and created this monster, and that energy is going to target the weakest part in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And And I work with Parkinson's. I work with fibromyalgia. I work with kidney problems. I've worked with liver problems, several different forms of cancer. And what it really comes down to is that disease or illness has come to you to teach you something that you're not looking at, you're not addressing, something that you were sent to this earth to deal with, and you're totally ignoring it.
Yeah. Now,
once you understand what the problem is, all right?
Yes, hold that thought, because we need to take our first break. Everyone, stay with us, more with Rod, more information on how to actually help your body heal yourself. We'll be back.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Open up to and feel the presence of angels and other loving figures in an environment filled with support, delight, and humor with Angel Intuitive Michael Andre Ford. Angels are happy to assist with all matters and shed light on your unique life path and opportunities. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Meet the Angels at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, July 29th to the 31st. Learn more at eomega.org.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Dog Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. This is a live show, so anyone, we welcome your call to ask Rod a question or comment. Bob is in the house, and he's there to take your call and put you through. And the number here is 833-220-1200. Again, 833-220-1200. And we're talking with Rodney Kelly, who is a 5-time author, and the latest book is The Celtic Healer, and he's actually talking about the details of how we heal ourselves using the positive energy and knowing that the higher self knows everything about us and calling upon that. So back to you, Rodney. And one of the, do you want to talk about the lessons that you have learned about your journey of health from A to Z? And I know one of the terms that you use is simplicity.
Nature is simple. It's the simplicity of nature. And one of the things about the human consciousness, whatever we look for, we're going to find. When we're looking for the complexities of medical issues, my God, it becomes mind-boggling. It becomes so complicated because that's what we're looking for. Because when we look at the complexities of it, we've got a reason not to understand. But when you start looking at the simplicities in life, life becomes simple. One of the books that I really have been highly recommending for years is The Light Shall Set You Free by Dr. Shirley MacEwen. And it talks about the universal laws that physics was created to investigate the credibility of it. And once you understand how physics interplays with our life, this, for every action there is a cause, and for every cause there is an action. Positive energy consumes negative energy. Energy flows in the path of least resistance. These are all simple concepts to understand and grasp. And once you start applying them to your own health, you understand that you have got a whole lot more abilities to heal you than you ever possibly imagined. You see, your mind has total, absolute dominion over your body. And nothing happens to your body other than accidents that your mind doesn't allow to happen. Most of the time, that is subconsciously. And so the mind dictates to the body, but the spirit dictates to the mind. So your spiritual essence is where you can reach in and grasp and start learning to trust your own intuitions on how can I heal this? What is this trying to teach me? And you see, there's a phrase, and I don't get into biblical phrases very often, but there is one phrase that is really important. Everything emanates from the light. Mm-hmm. And light is positive energy. That's perfect positive energy. So what it really comes down to is when you start really looking closely at what's going on with your body, once you recognize where the problem is and accept it and are willing to go through the changes of thought that you really need to go through, the changes can begin this wonderful healing journey. One of the things that I'm going to tell you right up front, if you have a medical condition, you do not have the luxury of being a negative person. That thought of being negative and then all connotations that evolves around it, that's your enemy. Mm-hmm. It's not the disease itself. It's the negativity that you're embracing that is creating this thing to become exacerbated.
Right.
When you go into an operating room, the last thing they do to you before they put you to sleep is they read you a list of all the possible negative implications that can be created from this procedure.
Right.
And they do it routinely every single time. And sure, it's there to cover their butts from the insurance industry. There's no problem with that. But what happens is your subconscious mind, that's not anesthetized. That's going full force, and it's focusing on all the implications that they told you can possibly happen. That slows down your healing process, and that opens the doors to a world of complications.
Right. So how did you overcome that back in the day before you created this healing 5-minute session? Because you had a number of surgeries, how did you overcome that?
I overcame that by just trusting Spirit was guiding me.
Okay.
I had absolute, total, complete trust in the messages I was getting from my own spirits. And my own spirits ended up being my ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, along with the same understanding, is that the lessons, the negative events that come into your life, they're really not negative events. They're only teachers, things that we are going through, in the experiences that we experience. This is to teach us something that we're not grasping.
Right, because in essence, light only knows light.
Exactly.
We're the ones.
Exactly.
We're the ones that, in our minds, we change it to something that is of a lower vibration, not realizing that we're feeding into the heaviness of negativity instead of feeding the light.
I'll give you an example of exactly how this plays out. I had a client that came to me, and he actually was a personal friend. And the first time he came to me, he had a smoking issue. In one session, he never picked a cigarette up. A few months later, he comes back, and he's got to go to the dentist, and he's really terrified of the dentist. One issue, and that was done. 2 years later, he came to me, and he's, "Rod, now I got a baby." I said, "What?" He said, "I got lung cancer."
Oh boy.
And I taught him the 3-minute exercise, and I told him, the more often you do it, the stronger the results become. And all that exercise really is it's a guided imagery, it's a guided meditation where you visualize,
sure,
you get yourself in the best possible posture you can put yourself in. And then you imagine this wonderful light shining down through the top of your head, through the crown chakra. And Dr. Wayne Dyer calls intention the God force that's inside us. Targeting that guided imagery, that image, into your, feeling that heat going into your mind until your mind really is filled with this wonderful white light. And it gets stronger and stronger, and finally it has to expand. And it expands to where your skull meets your spinal column. And then slowly the energy continues its expansion, moving all the way down to the small of your back. And when it gets to the small of your back, that's the opposite side of your or your navel chakra. The energy starts spinning faster and faster. And as it spins faster and faster, it draws more energy, and it draws a negative earth, the negative energy from the earth into your legs, into your feet, into your legs, into your knees, into your hips. And finally, the two energies come together, and it creates the identical reaction that creates lightning on the earth. You're drawing the positive energy from the sky with the negative energy from the earth. And when the two of them come together, there's an explosion, and it blows your aura out to its natural state. And I've done 20 years of research on what really is the aura. The aura is your spirit. It is your higher self. And what you're doing is you're using the forces of nature to revitalize your own spirit. And whatever your spirit commands, that takes priority over the mind, and whatever your mind conceives and believes tends to become manifested. An important element to the way I work is when a client first comes in, I do a very extensive visualization exercise where they visualize themselves being totally past the medical issue, whatever it is, in a very specific amount of time. And I really draw in great detail. So they are really getting this crystal clear image into their mind, because whatever their mind conceives and believes tends to become manifested. And when they can visualize themselves totally healthy and happy with this great big smile on their face and a spring in their step and feeling absolutely revitalized and realizing that they have resolved a medical issue all by themselves, their self-esteem goes right up through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And they begin to accept that they were created in perfection.
Yes, we are.
And this man, well, he make a long story short, he went through 33 rounds of chemo and radiation without one single day of feeling anything less than healthy, strong, and happy.
33. Wow.
I was working with a lady from Scotland. She had facial cancer. She went through 33 rounds of chemo and radiation. She used the identical words that he did. Stayed healthy, strong, and happy through the entire regimen.
Yeah.
But at the end of his treatment, he came in and he says, "Rod, they told me I've got two large masses of cancer in my left lung." And he says, the tumors have decreased in size, but I'm still going to have to go in for surgery. And he was going to go in for surgery. They were expecting a 12 to 16 hour operation. There was going to be four surgeons on staff. And he was given a 1 in 5 chance of surviving the surgery. Now, this is where everything in the world, everything has a purpose for existing. We, through hypnosis, discovered that the issue that this man had that created his cancer to begin with is this man was a very self-serving individual. He never loved anybody in his entire life other than himself. And he learned how to turn that around. And he turned it around so much, he was actually going down to the Salvation Army and teaching other people the lesson that he learned from this.
Mm-hmm.
2 days before he went in for surgery, he came in, and through my native understandings, everything in nature has a spirit. And if it has a spirit, it has a consciousness. And if it has a consciousness, it has the ability to communicate. I asked this man's higher self to allow me to open dialogue with the consciousness of the cancer itself. And we had an absolutely mind-boggling conversation. And
wow.
The patient heard every single word and understood every single word. And at the end of it, I told the cancer that we understand exactly why you came to this man. Your goal was masterfully achieved. Achieved so well, he is actually going out and teaching other people the lesson that he learned from it. And because your purpose was served so valiantly, you now have the right to return to the light, because everything emanates from the light.
Right.
2 days later, he went up for surgery expecting a 12 to 16 hour operation. But in 4 hours, he is in recovery realm.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, he came into my office, and I said, so what did the doctor tell you? He said, Rod, he told me the tumors would be 9. And I went, hooray!
Yeah.
Home run! But as soon as the client left my office, it just so happened that his thoracic surgeon just happened to be the friend that had performed 7 major surgeries on me, and we became friends. As soon as the client left, I picked up the phone and called up my friend, the surgeon, and I said, so I understand the tumors were benign. And I tell you his exact words. He says, who told you that bullshit?
Oh.
I said, that's what the doctor told him. He says, Rod, that isn't even close. There wasn't a trace of cancer anywhere in that man's body, and that was over 8 years ago. The man still is totally cancer-free. And I've got the medical records to validate it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, that'll take us into our last break. Everyone stay with us. We are with Rod Kelly. And to get in touch with him, go on his site, healthemindbody.com, just as it sounds, healthemindbody.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Dog Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 800-944-1001.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back, and it's still time to call in. As mentioned, Bob is in the house. He'll put you right through. Our toll-free number is 833-220-1200. Check out Rod on his site, HealTheMindBody.com. I strongly suggest that you buy his books, The Earth, Sky, and You, Self-Healing with Confidence, and his latest one, The Celtic Healer, which can be found on Amazon or on his website. Thank you for sharing.
The correct title on that book is Journey of a Celtic Healer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But Deborah, what my goal is, what my total aspirations are for, is I am looking for a university that is willing to do a case study on the effectiveness of this technique, because I am totally convinced in every fiber of my being this can help the entire medical population begin to take control of their own health.
Yes.
And it is totally based on simplicity. If it's not simple, it doesn't come from me. One of the things that I learned when I was going through all of my medical problems, I was given the gift of simplicity. And every complex problem is going to have a simple answer. And all you need to do is look for it. Because whatever you look for, you are going to find it can't work any other way.
Beautifully said.
Thank you. You were created perfect. And because of that perfection, you were given the gift of self-healing. And all you have to do is believe in yourself and stop looking for negativity. Because negativity is your worst enemy.
Yes. And that all comes from the mind.
Yeah.
We easily create our reality from the mind, more so in the negative sense than the positive sense. I think we've been designed that way so that we can learn while we're on Earth.
No, I think that's not an angelic quality. That's coming from the other side.
Uh-huh.
But what it really comes down to is another single aspect. Is stress exacerbates all medical conditions.
Right.
But looking once again for the simplicity, all stress really is you're focusing on worst case scenario, subconsciously hoping that it happens, because then you've got an excuse why to be all stressed out. That's all it is. You're focusing on the worst case scenario. And what really is amazing is you have gone through thousands, if not millions, of issues, stressful issues in your life successfully. And you're focusing on the few that didn't turn out well.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes, it's not the stress that creates the problem, because stress is caused by an outside force that you got no control over. You got no control over. And when stress starts, it doesn't come at you from one single direction, because if it did, it's a piece of cake. But when stress begins, it caves in on you from all directions. So it's not the stress that creates the problem. It's only how you respond to it.
Exactly.
It's not the stress that creates the problem. It's only your response to it that creates the problems. And once again, looking for simplicity. Mm-hmm. Through hypnosis, I imprint a new understanding. The more anxious I feel, the calmer and more confident I become. The more anxious I feel, the calmer and more confident I become. The more anxious I feel, the calmer and more confident I become. And when you start thinking calmly and confidently, you can resolve most issues like a piece of cake. Changing your reaction. Okay, go ahead, Deb.
I'm sorry. To ask, when we are in the environment of people being in the lower energies and the negativity, and maybe they're not very nice, we can become sensitive to that and allow it to bring us to their level. And so at times, especially with family, at times you get pulled into that when you really are resonating from a higher place, and then it appears to be you're either sucked into it or you remind yourself, wait a minute, and consciously remove yourself from that energy, at least, you know, the verbal. If you know where I'm going, because we're all interacting with people all the time, and some may not be nice, or they may misunderstand you.
I've been misunderstood my whole life, dear. and I have finally, after 75 years, figured it all out. It ain't my problem. It's theirs.
Yes.
You have to understand who owns the problem. If it's your issue, you got to deal with it. But if it's not your issue, it's not your issue. That is for them to deal with. That is a lesson that they have to resolve. It's not yours.
Right. So I think when you experience that, it's time for you to, you know, seal your lips and just have compassion for that person instead of feeding into it with energies that don't serve anyone.
All right. Now there is a way that you can actually help them without saying a word to them.
Mm-hmm.
There are three important colors. There's white, there's pink, and there's violet. Focus your thoughts on encapsulating that person or the situation, whatever it is. White light is for healing. Pink light is for self-love. And violet light is for transmutation. Focus your thoughts and send them out and visualize themselves.
Mm.
Being surrounded with this absolutely beautiful orb of either the white light for healing, the pink light for self-love, or the violet light for transmutation of energy. And transmutation of energy simply means changing that negative energy to positive energy.
Wow, that's good. I love that.
You can control so many people's lives around you silently. And I'll tell you how effective it was. President Roosevelt was a master at it. Every time he was faced with an opponent to his, they'd get in his presence and he'd use those violet or those colored lights. And everybody loved him. The negativity just simply vanished. He became masterful at it, and he used it constantly.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent, Rod. I love that. White, pink, and violet, you can do it right there.
Yeah. And when you have somebody that has a medical condition, white light is for healing.
Right.
Imagine them being in an orb of perfect white light and just being suspended in it. And Reiki practitioners talk about distance healing. That's exactly what they're doing.
Sure.
Without understanding what they're doing.
Right.
When people have a self-esteem issue, which creates lots and lots and lots of problems. The pink light for self-love. Mm-hmm. Allow them mm-hmm. to learn to love themselves for the person they are. Because the truth of the matter is, throughout the entire span of history, there has never been one single being ever that was born exactly like you. And there never will be in the future. You were created absolutely, totally unique. You were the Creator's greatest creation. And every single person has that propensity.
That's right. Well, we are out of time. I'm sorry, Rod. I'm so glad that we've had time for you to share those three lights that you can actually use the energy right on the spot. So everyone, check out his site, connect with him. His phone number is right on his site. Heal the mind body, just as it sounds. Healthemindbody.com. And his name is Rodney Kelly. So I thank you again for joining us and sharing all your insight and wisdom that is simplistic and so powerful. So thank you.
Deborah, I am so delighted to have the opportunity to come back onto your show once again.
We are honored to have you.
May the Creator wrap his arms around you. Her arms around you, pardon me.
Beautiful. I love that. Again, back to you. And for everyone, share the show, listen to it again, get the information and digest it, feel it, and use it. Au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.